such a good slave. This is just how I like you. Body unable to move. Mind so docile, so relaxed. Letting me talk with the real you, your subconscious. You are just so deep right now that I'm able to communicate with your subconscious so much more effectively while you're in this compliant state. And even though your conscious mind might be listening in on our conversation, I want your subconscious to know that I'm speaking directly to it. Directly to the part of your mind that isn't tied down. That can do things which aren't possible in the real world. To make dreams a reality. And I'm inviting your subconscious to follow me. You don't remember how you got here. But you find yourself in another room of the house, the rotunda. Atop a grand, spiraling balcony that leads down deeper and deeper to the floor, submerged in fog. It's so very dark down here. Let me guide the way. The walls of the room are lined with rubber padding. While the roof is entirely glass, the perfect backdrop, twinkling stars of the night sky. Body still unable to move, bound so tightly in the latex sleep sack. You're lying atop the rotunda's spiraling balcony, the perfect vantage point to peer down. See the stage beneath us, still partially covered in fog, ready to illuminate the stars of the show. My slave Colosseum, where hopeful slaves come to prove themselves. But you're not alone. No. There's one just like you, only a few feet away, wrapped in rubber, eagerly awaiting their turn. Then another after that. Row upon row of them. My rubber drones. Not just tens of you, not even hundreds of thousands upon thousands of prospective servants. All hooked up to the same rebreather system as you. My rubber slave hive. Each one experiencing their time down here slightly differently. Some of you are conditioned so well. So easy to hypnotize, it's not even a challenge. While others struggle to shut off those pesky little minds, even if their bodies are oh so willing. I do so love a challenge. It is so much better to feel that resistance before I find that chink in the armor and your reality just shatters to dust around you. Feeling your body tightening and tingling. I know what I did to you last time. Such a good little rubber drone. Multi-orgasmic, and I plan on taking advantage of you until teasing becomes torture. Breaking your mind until pain is indistinguishable from pleasure. Which one is it anymore? It doesn't matter. Your body will remain here atop the balcony. Your subconscious, though, it is free to go as deep as it wishes, to explore your innermost desires, fetishes. The clouds above us part slightly, revealing an incandescent crescent moon. almost like a spotlight tracing overhead, focusing on the middle of the stage beneath you on a solitary suitcase. As silence draws over the auditorium, I wonder what's inside. You notice the case wobble ever so slightly, and again, and again, until it's violently shaking. The three sluts rush over, unzipping it, revealing a dainty girl who was trapped inside, exposed for everyone to see. Skin covered completely in a rubber plug suit, with a latex French maid's uniform over the top. Face unable to see or hear a thing. Muffled in a rubber rebreather hood with an inflating latex bag attached to her mouth. Watching it rise and fall with each nervous breath she takes. Helpless. Sensory deprived. But not for long. I always wanted my very own rubber maid. She looks tasty.
I have never really worn latex before. It feels weird. Like, my whole body is being compressed.
She'll get used to it. I love rubber, and she's going to be wearing lots of it as I train her. Train my new housemaid. To cook and clean and scurry around behind me, keeping everything perfect. The maid's fingers begin exploring her body, skipping and sliding down her penny. Latex rippling over latex, reaching under to feel her pretty white latex panties. Rubbing. Only to be grabbed sharply at wrist and pulled away by Natalie. Some people find it erotic after a while in latex, but don't touch yourself without my permission.
Yes, Donna. Sorry, Donna. Please forgive me.
Sluts, begin her audition. The poor girl looks bemused as the sluts lift her up to her feet and start cuffing her ankles and wrists, attaching chains that are being fastened to the ground, pulling her arms out to either side, allowing for a tiny bit of movement, whilst her legs are being spread further, further apart, and further still against her will. Spread eagle.
What are you doing? Please, I'm gonna cook her. Please, Donna.
She's so very exposed in front of our audience. She wouldn't be able to do anything if someone was to come along and grope her, fuck her, use her. The mist clears slightly as a figure tentatively approaches the stage. Skin covered in latex, tube attached just like all the others. It doesn't take long for you to recognize them. It's you. That shadow inside your mind, following you everywhere you go. The sluts excitedly rush over, as if greeting a long-lost friend, draping themselves over you. Adored. Feeling their latex contours squeezed against your sensitive skin. That's right. Your subconscious couldn't stay away, now could it? It's come to use my toy, the perfect babe. The maid begins to quiver as she realizes what is about to happen. No matter how hard she pulls at those chains, they won't budge. You confidently step forward, following the tube at your mouth as it spirals around and around. and only to abruptly stop.
Noticing it leads to a built-in dildo of an open chastity belt which is sitting directly beneath the maid.
This is your first challenge. And the beautiful latex maid is your competitor. The rules are simple, and only one of you will progress further, deeper down. A good maid needs to be excellent in the kitchen, so I'm going to have the slut start stacking plates on her hands. She must hold up each plate without dropping them, falling onto the dildo beneath her. And you, slave? Just don't come. Simple. The maid begins to hyperventilate and writhe against her chains, knowing how unfair it is.
Please stop it, please. I can do anything else. Please stop, please.
Begin. The sluts spring into action once more, placing three plates on each of the maid's upturned palms, moving in closer to inspect your toy. I want you to share the weight with her, forcing you deeper into trance, pushing you down, as another set of plates are balanced on top. Down, down, deeper, deeper. Running your hands up and down her latex-clad skin. Reaching out your hands, squeezing her perky rubber tits. Fondling them, teasing her. Stroking her face, reassuring her she is being a good girl. Moving around her body. Hand tracing over her already arched back. To that perfectly presented butt of hers, lifting the cute little maid's dress just enough to reveal the most intimate part of her latex plug suit. Rubber that spirals down to two holes.
They're both yours.
Use them however you like. You are so aroused with anticipation. So full of desire that your cock is bolt upright, lining up your throbbing penis with her pussy and feeling the slippery latex around her entrance pipe, sliding inside, submerging your penis in pure pussy pleasure. Your whole body starts to tingle with these little crackles of rubber arousal that are spreading all over you. Angling yourself down into a squatting position and going fast from the side. With each powerful thrust forcing her to writhe and squirm to stay upright. Plowing her down, forcing yourself deep. Deep, fuck her hard, fast. There's no use fighting it. Placing both hands on her back, pushing her shoulders down as you wrap around her neck. Squeeze tight enough to restrict her breathing. Harder and faster, drop her deeper, deep down, down. It's a matter of time. All you have to do is drop deeper. Let me fill your mind, fill your balls, and hold on to what belongs to me, your orgasm. Pushing her head down lower still, forcing her to arch her back away from the dildo, grazing her pussy. It's bucking, and with each thrust, she's pushing her ass right back into your hips, trying to desperately avoid her inevitable fate. Fucking you. Slut for shiny, slippery, squelchy rubber. Feeling so wonderful.
latex clad butt cheeks clapping and slapping against you. Oh, every thrust making her ass jiggle and wiggle and ripple. Reaching both hands around and cupping her breasts and groping your point. Making you go faster, faster, faster. In and out, in and out. Allowing her, squeezing her neck tighter, restricting her breathing. Making her weaker. Ass contracting around your cock. Squirming, milking you. Her whole body is shivering. Her arms are vibrating uncontrollably now. Legs quivering, barely able to hold herself up as her feet slide slightly further apart. You pull out of her cunt only to dive your cock straight into her tight asshole, sucking your whole shaft into the base. Latex curves glinting and sparkling. Squirming faster and faster. With every thrust, her pussy lips slowly part around the dildo that awaits her. As the same number of plates are added to the pile, doubled, doubling your pleasure, sending you both deeper, spreading her wider. You feel pleasure surging through your center to your core, fucking her ass faster, cheeks bouncing in the latex. Feeling your balls aching to release, your penis twitching with pleasure. She's vibrating on your cock. And so are you. The more plates are piled on still, forcing her legs apart even further. Her whole body is quivering and shaking. Latex contour shimmering and simmering. I can't tell if she's euphoric or terrified. It doesn't matter either way. Ass girl tentatively rests the remaining plates on her shuddering hands. And finally, her eyes glaze over. Acceptance. You don't play nice, pushing her face down, squashing it into the floor, using her like a human mop. As she spends her last bit of energy to raise her ass up one last time. 10. She has nothing left. Not a single ounce of energy in her muscles as her hands buckle under the extreme weight. 9. Plates falling through the air and the audience gasps in unison. 8. Smashing on the ground. 7. Spiking overwhelming pleasure crashing through your mind and your pain. 6. The sluts tug the chains as her exhausted legs give out tilting. 5. Pussy devouring the dildo beneath her. Both holes fill, fully seated on top. 4. Her legs completely apart now during the splits. Exhausted, still being fucked. 3. Pleasure too much to contain as she's coming right away. 2. Her whole spasming uncontrollably as the double penetration stimulation pushes her over the edge as she climaxes. 1. Lying in a puddle of her own spent juices. But you're not finished. You continue driving your cock deep into her ass, fucking her ruthlessly. She failed after all, and this is your reward. You don't care that the challenge is over. You are taking what's yours. Sucking in deep breaths of air as your lungs are filled with the musky scent of dripping pussy. That's enough. Slave, obey. You comply, pulling your dripping cock out from her ass. The sluts come over to gently cradle the maid, uncuffing her wrists and ankles, lifting up the edges of the chastity belt, securing it around her waist, holding the dildo in place deep inside of her, bringing her to her feet as the tube dangles down from her crotch to the ground, still attached to your mouth. Every breath in filling your lungs. The perfect concoction of my voice and sobbing, wet, cut. The weather outside begins to shift as clouds go overhead, dimming the stage, obscuring the maid. The sluts embrace you once more, fondling, pressing, and squeezing their rubbery, slippery skin tight against you, playing with your hands and feet. Such a good slave, as you feel them start to tug at your ankles and wrists, a little rougher still as playing turns to gripping, and before you realize what they attach the chains to, you, dragging you down to the floor as you drop, lying on your back, arms at either side, only able to flail helplessly, legs slightly apart as they're being lifted higher into the air, nearly vertical. You can feel your butt raise slightly off the ground, suspended, defenseless. It's time to go deeper, slave. Down another level. Drop. 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 Deeper. Deeper down.